Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, yesterday, greetings, by the way, and welcome. Grace and peace to you. Yesterday on the podcast, I started talking to you a little bit about taking a rest versus living in rest. I don't want you to take a rest. I want you to live in rest. And I got into some stuff about reading, praying, and how I used to feel like if I could get to my study time, you know, I could be stressed out and doing all my stuff. And a lot of it was ministry related. But if I could get to my prayer closet, as I would call it, if I could get to my alone time, as I would call it, if I could get to my opening my Bible and reading time, then I could breathe a big spirit sigh and really take a real rest. But I want to tell you what I've learned since then, and maybe this will help you. When you associate your quiet time with God, let me say that. Notice the separation. When you associate any time when you can get quiet, whether it's opening your Bible, getting on your knees, whatever, you associate that with quote unquote God time. What you're doing is you're cheating yourself out of ever feeling rest when you're busy. In other words, if the only time you really feel the present, quote unquote, feel the presence of God is when you take your quiet time when no one else is talking and you just read the word and you pray and you drive around, talk to God, whatever, you have told yourself this is where God is at. So if you don't have time to get quiet and read, you're going to feel like you didn't have your time with God. I can't tell you how many people I've heard say this, and I used to be guilty of this too. Oh boy, I just been so busy lately. I just really need some time alone with God. I really need some quiet time with God. And what we don't realize is when we say that, what we're really saying is, if I'm doing anything else where I'm not reading, praying, or focusing, I'm not really with God. I need everything else to shut off so that I can be with God. Can you see how you have created an illusion of separation? Don't limit resting in your spirit to quiet time. Don't wait until you've got 5 minutes to open your Bible and go, okay, now I really feel like I'm taking a real rest. Christ is in you all the time. Learn how to rest spiritually even when you're not resting physically. I mean, you may be working 60 hours a week, going to school, trying to get a degree, raising 4 kids, building a house, developing a career, and you can rest right smack dab in the middle of all of that. Because you've learned that God is not with you when you have 10 minutes of Bible study time, a half hour prayer time in the morning before everybody gets out of bed. In my old paradigm of church, if you wanted to hear from God, you needed to get your alarm set an hour before everybody else got up while it was still quiet so you could hear from God. And what I inadvertently did was I pushed off any experience of rest to quiet time. If I slept in late, guess what happened? If I slept in past the time when I had to get up and go read and go study and go pray and get quiet before everybody got out of bed, well, I felt like I'd missed it. Now how was I going to be blessed? I missed my quiet time. I'd even feel condemned because I missed it. Well, God certainly couldn't speak to me in the same way because I missed my quiet time. That's silly. Of course God could speak to me in the same way, but I limited him. I didn't let him. I felt like it had to be an experience. Don't make your rest into an experience that you have occasionally. Make your rest into who you are. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Labor and are heavy laden does not say, come to me, all you that have a 50-hour week job. He was talking to religious people. The book of Matthew is Jesus' message to the Jews. Come to me, all you that have been just bogged down beneath religion. I like how the Message Bible says it. Those of you that are bogged down beneath religion, I'll show you how to take a real rest. And that's what God's in the business of doing, showing us how to take a real rest. Be at rest today because God is so good. And don't just make it 5 minutes. Let it begin. I think I've said this 2 days in a row to you. Let it begin, but don't ever let it end. The work is finished. Start to rest in that work. Grace to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.